Now, the shutdown of Marsden Point oil refinery is causing ructions in the intensely under pressure road building industry. Z Energy is accusing the transport agency of effectively forcing it to quit being the country's main bitumen importer. It said it had confirmed the government agency would intervene in a big way in the market, leaving it with, quote, no viable commercial opportunity. Phil Pennington has the story and is with us now. Kia ora, Phil. Tell us more about what's going on.
Oh, morena there, Susie. What's a good day to be doing it? This is the first day at Marsden Point of its operation as an import-only terminal. So that's because of the shutdown of the oil refinery. And this is a story about the ructions caused by that because it used to make 70% of the country's bitumen. Hasn't done that for over a year. Z Energy filled that gap and became the dominant importer. But now it says it's going to pull out. And this is confirmed to me yesterday by Z, which says it confirmed with Waka Kotahi that Waka Kotahi is going to step in with a major market intervention, effectively leaving Z Energy with no room to move in terms of, like, they're going to bring it in, they're going to store it, they're going to distribute it. I mean, NZTA are the biggest customer along with local councils, so they'll be effectively moving Z Energy out of the way.
So why is it that Waka Kotahi has moved in? Is it because they've had to?
Well, the whole thing is in play because, of course, with Marsden Point closing down, you've had all these questions, which, of course, 9 to noon have been doing about fuel security. This is about bitumen security. And bitumen, you might think, oh, what of it? But, you know, it's a key component of road building costs, which have been going through the roof. NZTA itself, Susie, calls it a key strategic commodity. The board of NZTA last year instructed NZTA to explore options to get more involved. Now, I'm not sure that the market expected this. I'm not sure that Z Energy, Downer, Fulton Hogan and the like, who also bring in bitumen, were expecting that NZTA would, in fact, I guess, monopolise the market, but that seems to be what happened. It's hard to tell from Z Energy's statement to us yesterday if they're really unhappy with this or not, but they do say we have been left with no room to run a commercial operation.
So what's the impact then on supplies of bitumen?
Well, we don't know because this hasn't been tried before, and we have this question about global prices of bitumen and whether NZTA, I mean, what experience do they have that in a market that is really on the boil? Prices have gone up 38% since last year, 20% since the start of this year, forecast to go up another 12% by next year. Tauranga City Council told me they haven't seen an effect from their roading contractors yet, but they expect that if bitumen prices continue to rise, they will. So it's a very difficult time for a government agency like NZTA that doesn't have experience in this to be stepping into this, but they've done the investigative work and that's what's meant to happen. As of July of next year, Z will be gone, NZTA will be in.
Thank you very much, Phil Pennington, there at 9 minutes to 9.